here at Kate Radio. We're going to talk to one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week coming up in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk to her head coach, Janessa Runia Beatty, the head coach of the Albert Lea girls tennis team, joins us. And Janessa, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Of course.
You know, one thing about the girls' tennis season, it starts the earliest, it ends the earliest. It seems to go by so quick. You just had the Big Nine Conference meet on Saturday. That's hard to believe.
Yes, definitely. It goes very quick.
And when you look at the weekend, give us your thoughts about the Big Nine Conference meet. Were you happy with the girls' performances?
Yeah, what was nice this year because of being kind of out of COVID years, plus having more courts that were resurfaced in Rochester area, we were able to have a consolation bracket, which I think made the day more fun because if you lost your first round, you weren't done. You were guaranteed a second match. So that really helped us, I think, just have a better day all around. And we saw some wins and some losses. The wins were really fun to see, and they were against good opponents, so that was really nice. Overall, just in general, Big Nine Conference usually ends up most of the positions going to Mayo. So it's always a bummer, but they're a really good team, so they deserve that in the Big Nine Conference. But there was only one more, I think, that didn't finish due to rain that had to finish today, so we'll see what the results are of that.
Janessa Runia Beatty, head coach, Albert Lea girls tennis team. And Janessa, do you know offhand where the record for the team is right now?
We're 2-14 overall with all of our opponents.
And recently, picking up those two wins, you had a win. And I think I'm guessing correctly, it was one was against a Tri-City United, correct?
Correct.
And was the other one against either Austin or Faribault?
Faribault. Austin, okay. We did end up losing 2-5.
That's right. That was a good match. Now, talk about the two victories. Talk about the Faribault match. Talk about the TCU-Cleveland matchup. Always nice to pick up a couple of Ws.
Yeah, so both TCU and Faribault were good matches for us. We played strongly throughout all the positions. And we ended up, they both had kind of younger, newer teams with low numbers. So I think we got them on the having some more kids that were already on varsity previously and then able to, you know, have that strong varsity lineup. So that was really nice. We had solid matches against both.
Now, Janessa, I don't have the normal lineup in front of me, but for those that do not follow Albert Lea girls tennis, kind of give us a rundown of who's been playing number one singles and doubles, and give us kind of a look at your team for this season.
We have had, for one singles, we've had Rachel Doppelhammer, two singles, Alyssa Jensen, third singles, Bree Wailagi, fourth singles, Sydney Potamavong. So that's our singles lineup that we've normally run. We do shake up the lineup a little bit with those here and there. On one doubles, we have Marissa Hansen and Hannah Wilner. Two doubles, we have Lily Hike and Ashlyn Bervin. Three doubles, we've had Ava Bremer, Emma Perhoda, and we've also had Emery Nelson in there quite a bit as well. So again, we shake up with those occasionally, but those are kind of like our main ones I would say we've used.
And Janessa Runia Beatty, head coach of the Albert Lea girls tennis team. And Janessa, now that the Big Nine Conference tournament is over, does this mean we got the section tournament and section individuals? And if that's the case, when are those two events taking place?
Yes, so we have section team first, so the top 10 varsity play again. We are slated to play Lakeville North tomorrow at Lakeville North at 4 o'clock. And that's our first team event. Depends on if we win or lose. If we lose, we're done. If we win, we move on to the Thursday to play another match. And then the section individuals starts on October 13th and 14th.
So the season is close to wrapping up. And who are some of the individuals that maybe you've been surprised with or the happiest with? Maybe there are a couple of players that have improved a lot throughout the season, if you want to mention those kind of players, ones that have maybe shown the biggest strides this year.
Yeah, so we have three people I'd probably point out. Rachel Doppelhammer playing at one singles this year, just as a junior coming in at one singles, that's a big competition. And so it's really good to get her prepared this junior year, and she's had some wins there, so that's been really amazing to see. Bree Weilag at third singles is mainly what she's played. She has shown a lot of improvement in the few years she's been on the team. She just surprises us with her athleticness and her ability to adjust. And she's just really competitive out there, so that's nice to see. And then our four singles, Sydney Potamavong, this is only her second year of tennis overall, and she has already made her way into that varsity lineup and has just been working really hard to improve her tennis skills.
Now let's talk about Rachel Doppelhammer again. You mentioned number one singles player, so she gets the best of every single team every time out. That's going to be a lot of pressure to be the number one singles player.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of pressure. It depends on each team. Some teams you end up playing, you know, our number one player will play their number one player. Sometimes people do their lineups different where their number one player will play at one doubles, and they might have their three, four, or five maybe up at one singles. So every team's a little bit different in how they do their lineups. So every day is kind of a gamble of what we're going to get for competition level. But it's the top of their singles no matter what, whenever we see an opponent. And it's a challenging position. It doesn't typically get a lot of wins at that position. But again, like I've said, we've Rachel's had a few wins throughout the season, so that's been good to see as a junior year level. And then just I think getting that experience of what that level is like is so helpful junior year. So hopefully next year that'll help her with the mental part of first singles.
Now, when it comes to Rachel Doppelhammer, talk about her as a player. What are some of her strengths out there on the tennis court?
She's right here in front of me, so this is great talking about her. it's really great to see her being just an all-around athlete. So, like, one thing that's really fun to watch her is she uses some of her hockey skills in with her tennis, and she's just always ready for the ball and, like, doesn't often get surprised by a ball flying back at her really fast because she's pretty used to that as a hockey goalie. And so that's nice to see that transition. She is working on her speed on the court, getting to everything, and then we're working on the fluidity of her strokes to make sure we're working on, like, more low to high and lower over the net strokes to get her those nice, powerful ground strokes.
Again, Janessa Runia-Beatty, head coach, Albert Lea girls tennis team. Again, they start section action as a team coming up tomorrow, and then next week the individual tournament. And Janessa, thank you so much for the time today. Good luck to your team the rest of the season. And I'll have you hand the phone over to Rachel.
All right, here you go. Hello.
Hi, Rachel. Congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Rachel, when it comes to playing tennis, what do you love the most about playing tennis?
Probably hanging out with my teammates. This team honestly feels like a family. Like, the bonds that we have in tennis just, like, feels like no other sport that I've ever, like, been involved in. Like, we're all just so close. And it's really nice.
Now, we were talking about being the number one singles player as a junior for your team. And I think I asked Janessa this question. I'll ask you the same question. Do you feel any extra pressure being the number one singles player?
I think at the beginning of the season, more so. But I've kind of, like, gotten used to it and, you know, kind of created, like, my routine. And, I think I'm just used to it by now.
Now, you had a week, I think it was it last week? Did you get three wins in a row? I believe you had three wins in a row?
Yes. I think it was actually four wins in a row.
We don't want to shortchange you. Let's go with that. Four wins in a row for a Rachel Doppelhammer, all coming last week, and that's why she's our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Rachel, besides playing tennis, what other sports or activities are you involved in at Albert Lea High School?
Okay, so I, like my coach said, I am in hockey. I play goalie, and I'm in choir. I'm in leadership council. I'm in student council, link crew, FCA, and Axis at Crossroads Church.
So you keep yourself busy.
Yes, very much so.
And I don't know why I asked you about having pressure, because, Rachel, you play goaltender for the girls' yeah. hockey team. I mean, there's got to be a lot of pressure doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that playing goalie has helped me a lot, like, with the mental part of tennis, just because you have to be so calm and have the mental part really, really in really down in your hockey game to play goalie. So I think that that really helps me with my mental game in tennis.
Now, I know we're talking about your involvement with the girls' tennis team, but give me your thoughts on last year's team going to the state tournament for girls' hockey. How much fun was that?
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. It was definitely, I'll never forget it. It was like the most fun week of my life.
It was so much fun. You want to do it again this year, don't you?
Yes.
Rachel Doppelhammer, again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, won four in a row in girls' tennis last week. And Rachel, who are your parents? And if you have any siblings, I'll mention their names as well.
Okay, my dad is John Doppelhammer. My mom is Ann Doppelhammer. And my two brothers are Will and Jack Doppelhammer.
Again, Rachel Doppelhammer, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Rachel, good luck in the section team tournament tomorrow and then the individual sections next week. And, of course, when the girls' hockey season is upon us. And, again, congratulations on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.